In the late 1980s, my father came home from Radio Shack with this amazing box that said Tandy 1000. So if you don't know what this is a PC-compatible machine that you could bring to your home, and you could have computing power, even in rural North Dakota. This device is about, your phone that you have in your pocket right now is about 1,000 times more powerful than this computer was. So keep that in mind. But most notably, it came with two books. The first one was How to Program C. The second was How to Program Assembly. So being in North Dakota and having a lot of time on my hands, I learned how to program by the age 12. Let me tell you a little bit about growing up in rural North Dakota. First of all, you have to just have this supreme self-reliance, right? If it breaks, you have to fix it. If you get stuck in the winter in your car, you have to get out, right? So you have that. That's embedded in your DNA. The second part is I just had incredible curiosity and also a penchant for not following rules. So following that, a couple years go by since I've been 12, in my teenage years, and I'm visiting my home in my hometown. My uncle has a body shop. And in many body shops in the early 90s, there's these calendars with nudie girls on it. And this presented a problem for me. This problem was puberty. So I was like, I kind of like that. I would like to see more of that. How do I get that? So in my hometown of 600 people, which I live 10 miles from, there is one gas station at the time. It had pop and gas. That's it. No magazines that you could steal. No videos, no back room, nothing, right? This is rural North Dakota. I went home and I had a think on it. Luckily, the North Dakota K-12 educational system provided us amazing opportunities to get on this new thing called the internet. The internet at this time was mostly text-based. I had a 2800 baud modem, which allowed me to download things at 2 kilobytes per second. And when you logged in to this service, you got to dial your local number, and it would route you back to a server running in a university that was on the big pipe, right? And we had two things. Email, which allowed you to talk to anyone in the world. Very exciting. And chat, which allowed you to talk to fellow North Dakota K-12 students. Less exciting. So I approached it very scientifically, right? Knowing that, A, I wanted pornography. Two, B, I guess, two and B. The internet has pornography. Playboy and Penthouse have websites at this point in time. This is not normal, by the way. There's no other big things on the internet at the time. C, geez. So if I'm on the internet and the email's on the internet, and there's porn on the internet, I bet you I can get access to this porn through email somehow. So that's real easy. First off, step one, you hack the email client. You put 1,000 capital letter A's in the two of your email, and all of a sudden the thing just barfs. And it drops you into this thing called a shell, which allowed me to have text-based access to this server. Ooh, this is fun. So what do you do here? Well, if you're a 14-year-old person that knows how to program network computers, you write a program that allows you to capture the administrator's password, which I did, and that only took me a few days, and all of a sudden I have the administrator's password. So step three, become the administrator, which I also did. And at this point, now I have unfettered access to the internet. I can do whatever I want. So I went out and I went to playboy.com. Again, text-based, right? No pictures, no nothing, text. So I go out there and I realize there are pictures here. I can see them in the code. It's kind of like The Matrix, right? Blonde, brunette, but it very nerdy. And so I'm looking at this, and I figure out, okay, I don't need a login to get to the pictures, and they're all linked right here. So I wrote another program that extracted every one of the images from the code, and then wrote another program that would go out and download every one of them to this server on the at the university. Now, this presented a problem, right? Because now you have 6 kilobit access to the internet from your house to this server, and you have 100 megabytes of porn. You can do the math. I'm not a mathematician. I'm a computer scientist. Takes a while to get. So what I did was I wrote yet another program on my Tandy 1000, which at 1:30 a.m., my computer, I had to leave it on. It dialed this server. It ran all of those steps automatically. And then it started downloading them from the server to my house. And I stored those on my 16 megabyte hard drive. Again, all text-based. So that's happening. And at 4:30, it hung up because Dad gets up for chores at 5 a.m. And you can't have the phone like talking on the modem at that point. So this works stellar. I got all of this stuff. Now what do I do with it? Because I can't actually look at the pictures. So I have a dot matrix printer. If you're not familiar with that, some of you are younger, I know. This is a line printer that goes bzzz, bzzz, and it's only black and white, not grayscale. Not sepia tone, black or white. So I would print out these pictures, and it was really thrilling because you never knew what you were going to get. Right? Oh, here it comes. I think that's a boob. So I took these to school in my Trapper Keeper. Bartered with my friends. It's like the nerd way of how to win friends and influence people. We'll fast forward a little bit, right? So 4 years later, I'm actually at this same university, going to school now to get my computer science degree, and I'm a horrible student. But what I am good at is breaking computers. And so while I was on the university network, I got all of the administrator passwords again. And I decided in this point to be a good person. So I went to the IT department and said, "Are you aware that I can just get all this?" And they said, "No, don't do that. You want a job." And so I became a full-time student and a full-time employee of the university, managing that exact same server that still had all of my porn and programs on it. I neglected to actually patch that software or let basically stop people from doing the exact same thing because mostly I wanted to see if anyone else did it, and if so, they could replace me in my job at North Dakota. Thank you.